prescription services. If you are a retail or mail order pharmacist requesting a prescription transfer, please press 1. For all other questions, please press 2.
For quality purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded.
Mail order pharmacy, this is Myra speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, my name is Phil Rice. I'm calling from Aurora, Colorado. I was given this phone number, and you said mail order pharmacy. Is this CVS mail order pharmacy?
Correct, Caremark.
Yeah, okay, good. Why don't I just get straight to the point? I'm calling in the hopes of being able to find out the name of the pharmacist in charge at the Caremark located at 1780 Wall Street in Mount Prospect, Illinois. Are you in a position where you could help me do that?
No, sir. We don't have information on like retail stores. It's only through our virtual pharmacy, which is our mail order pharmacy, that we would have a little bit of more information on that, but not through retail. So you would have to call that.
No. That's not a retail store. That's a prescription I got mail order. That's a mail order.
Okay. Okay, let's see. What is the prescription number?
157-322-874.
7-4. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Bear with me. Give me one moment. Okay, to verify that I have the correct profile, can I have date of birth and zip code, please?
425-53-80014.
Thank you so much. For the metformin?
Yes.
Metformin 500. Let's see. Okay. So this was shipped out on June 7th. How can I assist, sir?
All right. So I'll say it again. I'd like to know the name of the pharmacist in charge of the pharmacy that shipped out the prescription.
Okay. Give me one moment. Let me reach out and ask. Do you mind if I just place you in a brief hold?
Okay. No, I don't mind, but you're going to go ask somebody else, and then you're going to come back. You're going to tell me what they say, and what I'm going to ask you is, who did you talk to? So I want you to ask them what their name is. I want you to get a first name and a last name, and I want you to ask them how I can speak to them. Right? So tell them I want to talk to them directly. Ask them how I can do that. Get their name and how I can talk to them. Okay? Go ahead, put me on hold.
Okay. I'll be right back. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Rice.
Yes, hello.
Hello, sir. So I did reach out to one of our lead lines to try to get information as to how I can get in contact. Usually with our department, we have the pharmacist line, but it's a random pharmacist that will come up. She wasn't able to give me any information on that. She only suggested I contacted the pharmacy line. But from what I can see here in your profile, it looks like they've already done that, and that's not what you need. So I'm thinking I could reach out to my supervisor and see if maybe he might be able to give me that information, just because it doesn't look like our department might know how to get in contact with the main pharmacist is in charge. Is there a reason as to why, sir? I could probably get a little bit more information and see maybe I can direct you to the correct department.
All right. So let me start with, will you tell me your name?
My name is Myra. Initial to my last name is M as in Mary.
Will you spell Myra? Is it M-Y?
M-A-Y-R-A.
And the initial of your last name is what?
M as in Mary.
All right. And are you working from home, Myra?
Correct.
All right. And where is that? What state are you in?
Texas.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before you put me on hold, I asked you to get a first name and a last name of who you spoke with. You contacted your leads department,
mm-hmm.
and you spoke with
mm-hmm.
someone. Did you ask them to tell you their first and last name?
Yes, they only give their first and first initial. So it's going to be Kim G, Kim, K-I-M, and then G as in George.
All right, that was leads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And did you ask them how I could speak to them directly?
Correct. They weren't able to give me that information. They didn't know how to contact them directly. They did suggest the pharmacist line. But like I said,
right.
That's a pharmacy line that is in rotation.
So stop. I'm just trying to take this one thing at a time. So they gave you a first name and an initial. So they wouldn't even tell you what their name is, apparently. It's not that you know and you won't tell me, it's you don't even know. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Yes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you did ask if I could speak to them directly, and they said, no, I can't speak to them directly. Is that correct?
You wanted to speak to the leads directly?
I want
to
speak
to
Kim G. I want to speak to Kim G. I don't want to speak to Kim G through you. I want to speak to Kim G directly. Did you ask Kim G if I could speak with her directly? Is it a her or
a he? It was a her. I did not ask her that.
Okay. So,
I thought you wanted to speak directly to the pharmacist.
All right. So apparently we didn't communicate clearly there. All right.
It's
hard enough to communicate when I speak to the person directly. The message gets garbled. It gets even more garbled when there's somebody in between. You see what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure Kim G would have told you no anyway. So I'm trying to figure out what I want to do next here. I want you to understand that the pharmacy law in Illinois, this prescription was issued by a pharmacy in Illinois, and the pharmacy law in Illinois says that their license is required to be posted in the pharmacy, where I think they use the word conspicuously posted. with the pharmacist's name on it. So, for example, if I were to say to you, was this prescription issued by a pharmacy that is licensed, you would probably want to say yes, and I would then say, okay, what is the license number? And you would say, I don't know. What's the name of the pharmacist in charge? And in keeping with the laws of the state, they're pretty much required to provide that information to me. If I ask, for example, for a consultation with a pharmacist that's licensed in the state of Illinois, maybe that's what I should just do right now. Hold on for 1 second here. Let's see. Yes. All right, never mind. Well, I should probably have been better prepared. So I guess that's probably what I want to do. I want to tell you that I would like to be have a consultation with a pharmacist that's licensed in the state of Illinois about this particular prescription. I gave you the RX number. Do you still have that? Do I need to tell you again?
No, I have the RX number pulled up.
And so if you're not able to connect me with the pharmacist that's able to consult with me about this prescription, then I think you're going to be in violation of the pharmacy laws. And whoever it is that's the pharmacist in charge of the pharmacy that dispense this prescription, they're going to be in violation of those laws, and it's going to put their both the license for the pharmacy and that particular pharmacist who is also licensed, presumably, both of those licenses are going to be in jeopardy. So if you can't connect me to a pharmacist right now that's licensed in the state of Illinois, that's what's going to happen. You're going to be jeopardizing both those licenses. So go ahead, connect me right now, please.
I can connect you to our pharmacy line. Just bear with me. I'm going to place you on a brief hold. I'll be right with you.
So if it's more than 5 minutes, then I'm going to consider that to be unacceptable, that you've prevented me from...
Of course, of course, I check on my members every 2 minutes just to give them an update if it takes longer than that. But sometimes it doesn't. They usually answer before. But just bear with me, sir. I'm just going to place you in a brief hold. I'll be right with you. Hello, Mr. Rice.
Hello.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for your patience. On the line here, I have the pharmacist. Her name is Yvette. She's going to go ahead and further assist.
Hello, Yvette.
Thanks for holding, Mr. Rice. Yes, this is Yvette, pharmacist. And how can I help today?
Okay. So let's start with a proper identification. You said
mm-hmm.
Yvette. Can you spell that, please?
That's right. Y-V-E. Y as in yes, V as in Victor, E-T-T-E, Yvette. Last name Robertson.
All right. So I'm sorry. I'm trying to write this down. Let's go back to the first name. Y-E-V-E-T-T, was it?
No, it's Y as in yes, V as in Victor, E as in Echo, T as in Tango, T as in Tango, E as in Echo, Yvette.
All right, Y-V-E-T-T-E. Do I have that right?
That's right. You have that
okay.
right, sir.
And the last name I think you said was Robinson, was it?
Robertson, like son of Robert. R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N, Robertson.
R-O-B-E-R-T-S-O-N. Okay, very good. And you said you, I think you said the pharmacist, which is good. So apparently you are a pharmacist. And that would
That's right.
That would mean that you have a license. And what state are you licensed in?
That's right. I'm licensed in Arizona and in Louisiana.
Louisiana. Okay, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so will you tell me your Arizona license number? Do you know it right off the top of your head?
Yes, I do. S is in Sam, 013877.
013877. All right, very good. If you know it right off the top of your head, I'll write down the Louisiana license number as well. If you don't know it, that's
I
right.
do not know that one but off the top of my head. This is my main
right.
one. Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll move on. But apparently you're not licensed in the state of Illinois. Would that be correct?
That is correct, yes. We do have all the pharmacists that are licensed in all the states, but not in everyone, no. But there are some of the others that are.
Okay. So I told Myra that I'm calling about a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
I gave her the RX number. Did she give that to you?
She did, on the metformin, 500 milligrams.
Yes, that's right. And it's from a pharmacy that's located in Illinois.
We have two filling pharmacies. The one is in Pennsylvania, the other one in Illinois.
Right. So I'm calling about the one in Illinois. And
mm-hmm.
as a place to get started, I'm trying to find the name of the pharmacist in charge at that pharmacy. I told the woman that I was speaking with that I'm calling to ask for counseling about this particular prescription. I believe I'm entitled to be counseled by a pharmacist licensed in the state of Illinois. But for right now, I'd be really happy if I could just get the name of the pharmacist in charge at that particular pharmacy. Can you help me with that?
So we have pharmacists in charge for different areas of the different divisions. So when it comes to the clinical counseling, that's what I do. So any questions with regards to the prescription counseling, things like that, our division works on that. Pharmacists in charge there of that pharmacy, they don't speak to people. They are working in the dispensing side. So that's a whole different division. So I do not know who the pharmacist in charge is of that specific, like, filling pharmacy. I mean, I can find it, but that's not anybody that does any patient counseling. Us in participant services, we have a head of our division. We have a whole bunch of pharmacists. We are licensed to work in all the states, and we carry specific licenses. So all of us together are licensed in all the states. So let me see how it is that I could possibly help you.
All right. Now, you were speaking very fast, but I believe I heard you say that regarding the name of the pharmacist in charge of this particular pharmacy, that you could find mm-hmm. it. Did I hear you say that?
Yeah, I would have to send an email. Yeah, I would have to send an email to inquire who that is, because we don't work directly with that actual department.
So when you said
what is the question? Because there's going to be different areas of pharmacists in charge. So what specifically are we looking at?
You're interrupting me. So please let me ask my question. When you said you could find it, what you meant was that you'd send an email to someone and you'd ask someone else to find it and tell you what it is, and then you'd relay the information to me. Is that what you meant by that?
That is correct.
So you're not able to find it yourself without getting help from someone else?
Correct.
So you're not licensed as a pharmacist in Illinois, and you're not able to find the name of the pharmacist in charge of the pharmacy that issued this particular prescription, other than just asking for help from someone else. And you would do that by sending an email to someone else. Do I have that right?
Well, there are different divisions. So depending on which area we are inquiring, I would have to find out who that pharmacist is. Because it's not just that there's one person in charge of all of that. So there are different pharmacists that are the pharmacist in charge for a specific area. So I would have to find out exactly which one it is once I know what the question is.
Well, the question is, what's the name of the pharmacist that's the pharmacist in charge of the pharmacy that dispensed this particular prescription? I've got the name and the address of the pharmacy, and I've actually got their license number in Illinois. I just want the name of the pharmacist that's the pharmacist in charge. And it probably would go a long way if I was speaking to someone that was licensed in Illinois. They would probably be a little more familiar with the laws and the way things work in Illinois. I'm in Colorado, and so both Arizona and Illinois are I'm not really all that familiar with either one, but I think Arizona is kind of similar to Colorado, and I can tell you Illinois is not. They're very weird about things. But it sounds to me like what you're trying to do is avoid just a clear and simple answer to a simple question. And so I'm going to say it again. And what I'd like for you to do, if you can, is just kind of say yes or no, or just kind of keep it as simple as you can. Try not to confuse things any more than is necessary. So see if I've got this right. I've asked for the name of the pharmacist that's the pharmacist in charge of the pharmacy that dispensed this prescription. It's the CVS Caremark Pharmacy located at 1780 Wall Street in Mount Prospect, Illinois. And all I want is the name of the pharmacist that's the pharmacist in charge. And I've asked you for that. And you initially said you could find out who that was, but apparently you can't do that by yourself. The only way that you would do that would be to send an email to someone else and ask them to find it out, and then send that to you, and then that's the way you would find it out. And do I have that right? And if you would just say, yes, I have that right, or if I don't have that right, then just say, no, I don't, and then we'll go from there. Just say yes or no. Do I have that right?
I'm not sure what your question is, sir, because my answer is I need to know which specific division are you calling about. Is it the pharmacist in charge of actually filling the script, the person that filled it in the actual pharmacy? Is it part of the legal side? Is it the pharmacist that does the state laws for Illinois? So I'm saying there's different areas, so I need to inquire. Okay, so just the head of the – I got the name of the head of the pharmacy is Josh Anderson. So I was able to get that, but I don't know anything more about that. That came from one of the supervisors.
All right, so wait a minute.
That would be filling pharmacy. But are you able to give me an answer, please?
All right, so I think maybe what you said might be the right answer because I've got initials, and the initials are, in fact, it's very hard to read because it's very small, JMA. I think that's right, yeah. Very good. So, yeah, you're talking about divisions, and I'm talking about a pharmacy. And, yes, it's the filling pharmacy. So, yes.
Okay. So was there anything with regards to the filling of the prescription that they need to know about that we can relay to them? How can I help?
All right. So next question. I would like to have a reprint of the label. Can they do that?
Reprint of the label? The prescription label, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
I would like to know. The name of the pharmacist that is the one that dispensed this particular prescription. And I'm not a pharmacist, so I'm a little bit unclear as to the exact and precise wording. I believe that there's a pharmacist that does the final check, maybe.
Correct, the verification pharmacist. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and so I'd like to know the name of that pharmacist as well. So if I can get a reprint of the label and know the name and the license number of the, what do you call it, the verification pharmacist? I want to call it the dispensing pharmacist. I think we both those mean the same thing to me anyway. I'm reading from the law here. It says, If in the pharmacist's professional judgment, oral counseling is not practicable for the patient or patient's agent, the pharmacist shall use alternative forms of patient information. When used in place of oral counseling, alternative forms of patient information shall advise the patient or agent that the pharmacist may be contacted for consultation in person at the pharmacy or by toll-free or collect telephone service.
Okay, so to answer your question with regards to the pharmacist that filled that prescription, we can reference the pharmacy, not the pharmacist. Any of that complaints or questions that you have, we can send over there. And to answer your question on what you've just read on the law, that's the division that you are in now. We do the clinical counseling. When you call on a prescription, once you've received it and you've had the patient information leaflet, if you need any more counseling, that's what we do.
Yeah, I had in mind that I would just send a letter, and if I had the name of the person to send the letter to, that I would be happy with that. And now that I've got the name Josh Anderson, I think that's going to be what I need. I can address the letter to Josh, and I can put all my further questions in the letter. And so with that in mind, Yvette, I think I'm going to say thank you very much for your help, and I will take it from here. So that's good. Thank you.
So you're not going to include your question that I can help you with regards to the counseling?
I want to get counseling from someone that's licensed in Arizona. I'm sorry, not Arizona, in Illinois. I want to ask
Illinois?
My question.
That we can do.
That
we can certainly do.
So
I can forward the message to our division so that we can get one of our pharmacists that are specifically licensed in Illinois to give you a call.
Well, how are you going to forward it to your, you said you would forward it to who? To your division?
To my pharmacist in charge in my and our participant services where we do the clinical counseling, because we have to be licensed in all 50 states. So the pharmacist that is registered in Illinois, we can get one of them to give you a call back.
So how do you do that? Are you going to do it by email?
I send an email, and then we can see which of the pharmacists in our group is licensed in Illinois, and then they can give you a call. Would you like us to do that?
I think what I'd like you to do is to tell me who it is that you're going to forward it to and let me speak to them directly rather than have you do it. I'd like to speak to them directly. Can I do that?
I'll have to find out here. Give me one second to see. So the pharmacist in charge is not currently available. Am I able for, I'm asked them to give you a call back. I reached out to them. They are all in a call now, so I don't have anybody that I can transfer you to at this point.
All right, so you're talking about transfer. Will you tell me the name and phone number? So
yes, transfer
call-
your call. I don't have a, this is an internal, we have a computer system that has internal numbers. It doesn't show me external numbers. So I will be able to get you transferred over, but currently he's not available.
Will you tell me a name?
For the pharmacist in charge, yes, Tony Wiseman.
Can you spell the last name? W-I-S-E, is it?
Yes, like in wise man.
M-A-N?
That's right.
But you don't have a phone number where you could call him, where I could call him?
No, we have a internet phone service, so we don't have external numbers that we are that you can call to get the hold of him. I can only transfer you on an internal line.
All right. What's the name of the company that Tony works for?
We all work for CVS Caremark.
All right.
For Aetna.
All right. Very
it's
good.
All one company.
Okay. Are you working from home, Yvette?
I am.
Yeah, all right. I, to be honest with you, I don't believe you when you tell me you have a pharmacist that is licensed in Illinois. I suppose
we
you,
have
you
to.
Might...
If we don't have a pharmacist licensed in Illinois, we're not allowed to perform our duties. That's why a lot of us carry more than two licenses.
And I will acknowledge that you might be able to prove me wrong, but that's the way it would have to be. You would have to prove me wrong.
Okay. Well, Mr. Rice, on the legal side of things, Caremark is very up and up on things. My question is, how can I counsel you on this medication? This is what I do. I'm a clinical pharmacist. How can I counsel you on this prescription? How can I help you? Because we can get the other stuff done and the legal things, but I need to assist you in a clinical capacity, and you had a question on your metformin.
And the way that you could help me would be to connect me now. See, I don't want someone to call me back. That's not going to work for me. This is the second or third time I've called, and if that's all it was, it wouldn't be too terribly bad. But, I've got a lot of my time invested in this. Now, to your credit, I do have the name Josh Anderson, and I'm enormously grateful for that. That's been extremely helpful for me. And I know that what you want to do is you want me to ask a question like, well, what's the proper storage for this medicine? Because that's what you're trained to answer questions like that. And I get that. But I want to be able to proper identification, and I want to be able to talk to someone that's licensed in Illinois, and if I have to be on hold for 20 minutes and then be told, well, someone will have to call you back, my experience with having someone call me back is that almost never works. People don't call me back. And that's why I say I don't believe you. I don't doubt that there's somebody somewhere that is licensed in the state of Illinois, but the chances of that person calling me back are slim to none, and then being able to make that work is even worse. Even if they did try to be able to make it work is even worse. And I think if I was really up on exactly where to find it in the the laws, the rules in the state of Illinois. It's not up to me to be available when someone can call me back. It's up to them to have a phone number where I can call them and get counseling from someone that's licensed in Illinois. And so the fact that I've called and you can't do it right now when I'm calling you, you don't have a phone number where I can call and get
counseling. I can do the counseling. I'm under
but
federal part with us being mail order. I can counsel you for Illinois. There's no reason I cannot. I don't just counsel patients in the states I'm licensed in. Because we carry the umbrella covering, I can counsel you. I can give you information on the tablet identification, how it's stored, all that. I can find out all of that information for you. Currently, I got a message back that the pharmacist in charge will not be available. They are on calls at the moment, so I cannot get anybody for at least the next hour.
Right. But
and I'm reaching out now to the pharmacist here to see if anybody can tell me directly who is licensed in Illinois so that we can get an answer on that. But any other counseling, I can certainly do.
You keep wanting to interrupt me and convince me that any question that I might have of a clinical nature that you're quite capable of answering, and I don't want to argue with you on
correct.
That point. I'm not going to argue with you.
Well, would you give me the question, Mr. Rice, and see if I could help you?
You keep interrupting me, and you keep trying to get it back to that. And what I'm trying to tell you is that the law in the state of Illinois says that they are required to provide me with a way to call them and get counseling from someone that's licensed in the state of Illinois. They are required to provide me with a way to communicate with them and get it from someone that's licensed in the state of Illinois. And so it doesn't matter.
I understand.
It doesn't matter how much you think you are qualified. Their license, the license for the pharmacy and the license for the pharmacist that's in charge of that pharmacy is being put in jeopardy by the fact that I'm being given the runaround trying to connect with someone that can counsel me that is licensed in the state of Illinois. And in fact, I should be able to call the pharmacy, that particular fellow's facility that's located at 1780 Mount Prospect in Illinois. You know, they're required to put their address on the label, and presumably I could get in my car and drive there. And they would be required, according to Illinois state law, they'd be required to have their license posted in a place conspicuously displayed, I believe is the language. Presumably, I could walk in the door, and they'd be required to have it posted somewhere where I could see it. And this guy, Josh Anderson, his name and his license number would be required to be on that license where I could see it and write it down, and then I would know. Now, okay, you've told me, but, you know, it's kind of ridiculous for me to get in my car and drive all that way. So you're wanting to, again, get it back to, well, tell me what your clinical question is, and I'll be able to give you a competent answer to that question. But what I'm wanting to say is, no, I want you to be in compliance with the laws of the state of Illinois. And if you're not, I'm just liable to file a complaint, and you're just liable to get in trouble. Maybe you won't, but maybe Josh Anderson will, and maybe the pharmacist. You know, it says that it just says the pharmacist or, you know, change a strength by an offer to counsel shall be made on all other prescriptions by the pharmacist.
Mm-hmm.
Came on the line, mm-hmm. You said, well, I'm the pharmacist. But I don't think Illinois.
My introduction is Yvette. I am a pharmacist. I did not say I am the pharmacist. I said I am a pharmacist. I always say, hello, this
careful.
Is Yvette. I'm a pharmacist. How can I help you?
Be careful, Yvette, because I'm making a recording of this call. And I listened very
my
carefully.
My call is also recorded, sir.
Okay, so you've got a recording, and I do, too. And so you can go back and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and listen to what you said, because I think you said, I am
mm-hmm.
the... But,
nope,
but
I always say, this is Yvette, I am a pharmacist, but we are talking about semantics now. Mr. Rice,
right.
I've been informed that I can get you over to the senior team from your insurance plan. There is the pharmacist in charge. I can take a message. They can call you back, but currently they will not be available. The only people that I can get you over to at this point would be with the Aetna senior team, and they would be able to assist you with any grievances, any complaints you want to file. They can help you with that.
The senior team, is that somebody that's a pharmacist?
That's
or
right.
Is that like the complaint team?
No.
Because if you can connect me to a pharmacist
that's the compliance. Those are representatives that work directly with grievances or concerns with your specific plan. That is not a pharmacist, no.
Somebody that's not a pharmacist. So you're offering me to connect me
correct.
To somebody that's not.
That is correct.
Okay, sure, I'll give it a try.
Give me one moment, let me get one of them on you. Hello, Mr. Rice?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hi. I need to call the correct department for your insurance plan, so give me one moment. Hello, Mr. Rice, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Rice, thank you for holding. I'm still on hold for one of the reps, so just give me one moment.
All right.
Hello, Mr. Rice.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
So there's nobody there that can answer me at this moment. I've got to try again. There's a new phone system that was installed on Wednesday, and it looks like this is not connecting to their department. I'm trying to get another number that I can locate so I can call them and see if they can't assist me there. Okay, that's commercial. Okay, I'm going to try them again. Hello, Mr. Rice.
Hello.
Hi, I've got Dominic on the line here. She is from the senior team with Aetna. If you could provide her with what question you have, she could see how she can assist and forward any questions, anything that might be able to help at this time, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Was there anything else that you needed me for, Mr. Rice?
No, I think that's all.
Okay, well, thank you very much, sir. Hope you have a good day. Take care.
All right, bye now.
Bye-bye. Hi, my name is Dominique. I'll be taking over the call. Am I speaking to Mr. Rice?
Hi. Did you say Dominique?
Yes, that is my name, Dominique.
Can you spell that, please?
Dominique. Am I speaking to Mr. Rice?
Yes, my name is Phil Rice.
And how can I help?
I am calling about a prescription that I got from CVS Caremark, prescription number 157-322-874. Now, I was speaking with Yvette, who is a pharmacist, and I'm not 100% sure, don't take this the wrong way, but I'm not 100% sure who I'm speaking with, so I'm going to try and ask you to help me understand who I'm speaking with. First of all, will you tell me what your last name is or not?
The initial to my last name is C, like Charlie.
And is that all you'll tell me?
Yes, that's all.
All right. And so what will you tell me about your title or, you know, what department you're in or what else? What am I allowed to know about who it is that I'm speaking with?
My name is Dominique, Felix Charlie. I'm with the call resolution specialist team.
Call.
So whenever there's an issue that.
I'm trying to write this down. Bear with me. Did you have to go slowly? Call resolution specialist team. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Call resolution specialist team. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
That's the department you're in. What about you? Do you have a title?
That's my title.
That's your title. You're a call resolution specialist. You're not a team. You're a person. What's your title?
I'm with the team. My title is call resolution specialist. I'm with the Aetna Pharmacy.
You're a specialist. Your department is the specialist team, and you're with the Aetna what?
Pharmacy department.
Pharmacy department? Are you a pharmacist?
Yes.
You are?
I'm not.
All right, so... I don't know if it's a bad connection or maybe you're just not speaking up enough, but I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. I asked you if you were a pharmacist, and it sounded like I got two different answers, so I'm going to ask you a third time and ask you to speak clearly and say yes or no. Are you a pharmacist?
I am not a pharmacist.
Okay, good. Thank you. No, not a pharmacist. But you say you work in the Aetna Pharmacy Department.
That is correct.
All right. And so I gave you the RX number, is that right?
You did.
So
how can I help?
But this is not the first time I've called. I think this is at least the second, maybe the third time I've called. Yvette was able to give me the name of the pharmacist in charge of the pharmacy that issued this prescription, dispensed, I guess is the terminology, of Joshua Anderson. And so that was very helpful. And now the next question I have is...
I didn't understand what you just said.
Pardon me?
You didn't understand what you just said?
All right, so you didn't understand what I just said. All right, so... let's just skip that. My question is, I'd like to know the name of the pharmacist that dispensed this prescription. Maybe a better way to say it would be, I'll ask you the question, was this prescription, was it dispensed by a licensed pharmacist? And when I ask that question...
All the prescriptions are dispensed by a licensed pharmacist.
Was it dispensed by a licensed pharmacist?
Yes.
And the answer is almost certainly going to be yes. And then in response to the yes, I'm going to want to say...
Yes.
Okay. Are you saying yes?
Yes, the answer is yes.
Okay, good. All right, so fine. And then my response to the yes is, all right, so I'd like to know the name and the license number of the pharmacist that it was issued by. Apparently it would be somebody in Mount Prospect, Illinois, or that's where the pharmacy was, so apparently it would be a pharmacist licensed in the state of Illinois. I'd just like to know the name and the license number of the pharmacist. So when you say yes, my response is, okay,
is there something that I can help you with? Or was there something wrong with your prescription?
And so my response to what you're saying is, I've asked you a question and you've responded to my question with a question. And my response is, why are you asking me questions? Do I need to have a reason? Does any of that matter? I want to know the name and the license number of the pharmacist. Will you tell me or not?
We don't have the direct information of the specific person. We can submit a request to get that information. It's not a guarantee that they'll give it to me without a reason why I'm asking for it, and that's why I posed the question. So was there an issue with your prescription?
All right, so wait a minute now, let's go back. You say you're going to submit a request. Is that what you said?
Can, but I'm now asking you if there's an issue with your...
Stop. You said you can. You can submit a request.
I can submit the request for the information that you're asking for.
All right, very good.
If you will answer a question of mine, is there an issue with your prescription? And or what is the reason you're asking for that information?
Are you telling me
to include that in my request?
Are you telling me that you're gonna that maybe you'll submit the request and maybe you won't? Is that what you're saying? Sounds like that's what you're saying.
No, I'm simply asking what is the reason for the request.
I know that you've asked that question.
Include that in the request.
I know that you've asked the question. But you're being evasive. I'm asking you questions, and you're responding to my question with questions. And so I'm trying to get you to respond to my question. My question is, you said you said you would, and then you said you could, you can. What you're trying to do is you're trying to negotiate with me. You're trying to hold my question hostage to you getting an answer to your questions. And I'm not wanting to play that game.
Absolutely not, Mr. Rice. That's not true. I can most definitely find out the information that you're requesting. Okay? I can most definitely get that information. Also, I can give you the MPI of our distributing pharmacy for which Caremark. When I submit the request, I need to include why. So the why factor is what the question that you're saying that I'm answering your question with the question. When I submit the request for that information, I also need to include why are we asking for this information. So, and I also want to help you. If there's an issue with the prescription, then I also want to help you. If you're just asking because you want to ask for your own knowledge, the pharmacist's name and the license number, then that's perfectly fine. I just will include that in my email. Like, this is the request. The member is just wanting to know for his own information. That is perfectly fine. But if there's an issue with your prescription, it's my job to try and help, and I would be more than happy to help.
All right, so that's very kind of you to make that offer. And you've asked me, I don't know what it is, 5 or 6 or 7 times now to tell you if there's an issue, to tell you what it is. And you've probably noticed by now that I've declined to do so. And I'm going to tell you that asking over and over and over again is not going to help. I get that you've asked. You don't need to keep asking over and over and over again, okay? 7 times is enough. 8 won't be the way to get me to tell you. So,
what would be the way to get you to tell me?
So start by answering my questions. So I've said that what I want to know is the name of the pharmacist and his license number. And you said you could request that information. And I think you said yes, that you can request that information. And can we agree on that much
yes,
so far?
Yes, I can request that information.
Okay. And so?
I agree that I can request the information, yes.
Okay, good. And so how are you going to do that? Are you going to send an email, a call? What are you going to do?
It's all depending on what the situation is.
Sounds like you don't know.
I'm sorry?
The question is, what's the name of the pharmacist and what's his license number? How are you going to get the information? How are you going to request it? What are you going to do? And again, you're giving me an evasive answer. Well, it depends.
There's different channels.
It depends on what?
No, sir. Mr. Rice, I'm not trying to play with you or run around the question. I've asked you a question. You asked me not to ask the question again. And here we are again in the same predicament of you won't tell me why you're requesting the information. I've answered your questions. Now it's time for you to answer mine. I want to help you with the situation that you're having, but it seems like you're not allowing me to.
You haven't answered my question. How are you going to request the information? Who is going to tell you? How are you going to get the pharmacist's name and license number? It depends on what. Are you telling me that if I tell you one thing, you're going to send an email, but if I tell you something else, you're going to call? It's going to be an email to one person or a call to somebody else to find out the name and the license number of the pharmacist? what that tells me is that you don't know. Maybe you've never done this before, and you don't know, and you don't want to admit
it. I've done it several times, and that information does exist. I do want to help you.
You've done it several times.
Yes, sir.
So pick one of the times that you've done it before. How did you do it? Did you send an email? Did you call? What did you do?
How can I help you, Mr. Rice?
So you're not answering my question.
And the license number of the pharmacist? How can I help you? Is there an issue with your prescription? Did you not receive your prescription?
And again, you're asking me questions. You're not answering mine. You're being evasive. See, I don't believe you. You don't have any credibility with me at all. You're just BSing me.
There's nothing to be invasive about. I've already told you we can provide you with that information. I want to better assist you by knowing what avenue I need to take with the situation that you're having. And I'm not being evasive. That's absolutely the farthest thing from being evasive. What is it that I can help you with, Mr. Rice?
I've told you. I want to know the name and the license number of the pharmacist. What could be more clear than that? I don't want to tell you my story and have you tell my story. Listen to me now. You've already said you're not a pharmacist. I want to speak directly to a pharmacist. I don't want to speak to you. I don't want to have you tell my story to a pharmacist. I want to speak to a pharmacist.
The pharmacist transferred you over, the clinical team transferred you over to me. There's not a way that you can speak directly to the pharmacist that handled your prescription. They don't take calls in that department. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. So I've told you what I want. And my question to you is, are you going to give me an answer or not? Is your position that you're only going to try and get the information for me if I tell you why I want it? It sounds like that's what you're doing. You're going to hold my question hostage to your knowing why I want it. And I'm running out of patience quickly. And this fellow by the name, his name is Joshua Anderson. He is a licensed pharmacist. He has a license in the state of Illinois. And I'm warning you that his license in the state of Illinois and the license of the CVS pharmacy that issued this prescription, both the pharmacy and Joshua Anderson, both of their licenses, are in jeopardy by your behavior here. I believe that I'm entitled to an answer to my question. They're required by law, the pharmacy law in the state of Illinois. They're required by law to provide me with an answer to the question. And so you may think that you're safe because
the prescription number that you gave me the last time that we sent it out was back in January. Is that the order that you're referencing to?
So you're still asking me questions.
For this prescription? In order to get that information that you're requesting, I need to know that specific detail because there's several pharmacists, and that particular order in January didn't come from, I mean, it came from Chicago, but specifically you're saying Illinois, and I need that specific information. That way I know exactly where and when the prescription came.
And then what?
Are you speaking on the January fill?
I'm looking at the label. You can't tell from the prescription number?
As I stated, the prescription number that you gave me brought up three different orders.
All right, so what three orders did it bring up?
To verify that you're specifically speaking on the one from January. Is that correct? Yes or no?
What are the other two?
One other one came in the same month of January, and then the other one came in April.
So you've got two in January and one in April?
That is correct.
And now earlier you told me you were going to send off a request and someone else was going to find the information and get back to you. You're not going to be able to find the information. Someone else is going to find it and get back to you. Isn't that what you told me?
Yes, we don't have the information of the specific name of the pharmacist or their license number,
stop.
So I can submit
just
the
stop.
Request.
Just stop now. So you're going to have to send the information.
I couldn't hear you.
You're going to have to send a request to somebody else. They're going to look it up, and then they're going to get back to you. Do I have that right?
That is correct.
All right. So if I tell you that this particular prescription was April, and I'm not telling you that, but if I did, are you going to tell me that that means you're going to send it to who? Somebody different than if I tell you it was one of the January ones?
I don't understand your question.
Because
I don't understand your question. I just asked if
I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to understand your question. Your question to me is, you're saying, well, I gave you a prescription number, and you said, well, I put in that number, and it brought up three different orders. And what I want to say is that I think that it wouldn't matter any one of those three orders either. Either way, you're going to still wind up sending the request to the same person either way. Isn't that right, or is that wrong?
No, I'm not going to send a request because two of them didn't go out. Therefore, a pharmacist didn't touch the order.
All right. Well, so only one of them went out. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, why don't you send it to the one that went out? Wouldn't that make sense? Probably I've got the one that went out.
Well, it would make sense, but I'm trying to, like, ask you questions, but you don't want me to ask you questions. So I'm trying to guess, and I want to make a request with all the information rather than just partial information. That way they can give us the information that you're looking for.
And so the one that went out went out in January. Is that right?
That's the specific one that we're calling about today, correct?
Part of the problem I've got is that the dates are in very small type. They're very hard to read. But I'm going to tell you to send your request to the one that went out. Don't send it to either of the two that you could come up that didn't go out. And I think the terminology you used is
about the order that went out in January.
That nobody touched. Yeah. Don't send it to either of those. Yes.
Okay. And the reason for the request, Mr.
So, Dominique. At some point, even if you do answer my question, at some point, even if I do get an answer.
Your line keeps cutting in and out. I couldn't hear you.
All right, so let me try again. Is this any better? If it becomes too terribly difficult for me to ask the question and get an answer, the pharmacy, the pharmacist that's required by law to provide me with the answer to the question is... His license is in jeopardy, and I'm going to tell you that you know what the question is. I've asked the question, if you think you're entitled to insist on me telling you a reason, and if I don't give you a reason, then you're going to show your displeasure with that by not answering the question. My response is, well, you do what you think is the right thing to do, but you probably don't need to worry about your license being in jeopardy. But Mr. Joshua Anderson, he may not appreciate your approach. The pharmacy, it probably would be a mistake to think for me to suggest that their license would be revoked over an incident like this, because they don't do that. But they might, for example, get a letter of admonishment or I forget the exact word that they use, but it's, they get a letter from the state board that said, you screwed up, you need to do better. And if it's, that happens again, then this will show up as a blemish on your record. This will be a public thing. And the people that have a license, they get a little bit nervous when those things happen. So you can do what you think's best. I've asked the question. I do not want you to call me on the telephone. I would like for you to get me an answer by email or through the U.S. mail, and I'd like for you to do it immediately, right away. I think that being compliant.
I can email you or send you a letter. It would have to be a callback, or if I get a response within the time frame here on the call.
If you can answer me right now, that would be great. But I'm going to hang up in about 2 minutes here, and so I want to get an email or a letter, and I want to get the information back within the next 10 days. And like I said, I believe that
the capability is that via email or letter.
You're interrupting me, and I know what you're trying to tell me is that you either can't or don't want to be given that sort of a a time limit, but I think that the pharmacy is required to provide me with a phone number where I can call and get answers to these sorts of questions. And so I've asked the question. You're not able to answer it. You're either unwilling or unable. Either way, it doesn't matter. If you can tell me a phone number at the pharmacy that I can call and call back and get the information, that's fine. But it's not you need to call me back. No, that doesn't work that way. I need to call you back. So if you're able to tell me a number where I can call the pharmacy and get the information, that would be fine. If you can do that right now, I'll write down the number and I'll call back in a day or two. If you're not able to give me a number where I can call the pharmacy, then you need to email me or put a letter in the mail. And if 10 days is not enough time, if you are going to try to get the information but you need a little more time, then send me an email or write me a letter within 10 days that says we're working on it, and just make your best estimate as to when you think you'll get me the information by, and I'll certainly take that into consideration. But if I don't get anything at all, I'm just going to take that to mean that you're not going to respond, and I'll react accordingly. I'll take that to mean that you're not in compliance. Maybe the state of Illinois will react to my complaint and say, yes, there's a violation here. Maybe they won't. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. Are you familiar with the pharmacy laws in the state of Illinois? Are you? Do you think that the pharmacist in charge at that pharmacy, that if he listened to a recording of this conversation, do you think he'd be happy with the way you've handled things? Do you think he'd be comfortable with it? Do you think he'd want to pat you on the back and say, good job, Dominique? I think you did well there. Thanks for the way you've handled that. Because if you're comfortable,
honest with you, Mr. Rice, to respond to that, we haven't. I mean, I've already submitted the request for the information to see if they'll respond to it. I really haven't done anything for you to help you because you want this information before we move on to resolving the issue that you're having. If there's an issue. So I haven't.
You already submitted the request.
I'm trying to help you. I just haven't done anything. I